Today is Thursday, August 29th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you guys listen, and today is no different. So we'll get started by saying today is National Chop Suey Day. And so chop suey means assorted pieces is a dish in American Chinese cuisine. The main ingredients include meat and eggs. As the meat cooks over high heat, add vegetables, usually bean sprouts, cabbage, and celery. And the dish is bound in a starch-thickened sauce. Typically, rice accompanies the flavorful dish. So I think tonight, if I end up cooking, I'm going to make, in honor of Chop Suey Day, no, not really, I am going to make something kind of Asian, but it's a Filipino thing. I'm going to make something called giniling. And I've never made it before, but I'm going to try it because I'm trying to incorporate a few Filipino dishes into my repertoire. And I've done adobo several times, although I don't feel like I do it well. And I don't know why, because it's a very simple dish. But, I mean, it tastes fine, but it doesn't feel like, or it doesn't taste like as good as the ones that I've had at various, you know, at various parties and the ones Mark has made and stuff like that. So I don't know. And he doesn't use any particular recipes. So I don't know. But I just thought, you know, he's always eating all these American foods that I'm cooking. I should really work in some Filipino dishes into my repertoire. So anyway, I'm going to do that. But it's just basically giniling is, it's not even a stew. It's just like it's ground beef, carrots that are chopped up. So diced carrots and diced potatoes. And there's like a tomato sauce, but it's fairly thick. So it's thicker than a spaghetti sauce. But it's got like a tomato base and it's got carrots and potatoes and beef or sometimes pork. I think maybe generally it's pork because a lot of Filipino dishes are pork. And anyway, and it's got soy sauce and, you know, some other things as well. But anyway, I think I'm going to try that tonight. I bought groceries for it. I do have chicken that expired yesterday. And I don't know what to do with that because I really don't want chicken tonight. And I could freeze it, but I'm not sure. Or it expired yesterday, but I think it'll be fine. But I don't know. I don't want to cook chicken. So I don't know what I'm going to do with that. But I'm really tired, though, because I woke up, and I always pride myself in sleeping entirely through the entire night. And if I don't sleep through the entire night, I can go back to sleep. Like, if I need to pee in the middle of the night and I have to get up or something like that, like, I can go back to sleep the snap of fingers. You know, I mean, I can go pee, get back in the bed, and be back asleep within, like, a minute or something. But this morning, for some reason, I woke up, I don't know exactly what time, but I want to say it was around between 4:30 and 5 a.m. And I kept looking at the clock and I couldn't go back to sleep. I was hot. I kicked my legs out from under the covers. I just wasn't able to go back to sleep. And I finally put on my headphones and put a podcast on because I thought, well, that'll make me sleepy. I put one of my technical podcasts on that I listen to about Windows. And even with that, I didn't go back to sleep until, I don't know exactly the time, but I want to say it was probably 6 a.m. or later before I went back to sleep. And the alarm goes off at 6:45. So I lost a good hour of sleep. And I don't know what it is. I don't think I had a bad dream or anything like that. I don't remember any specific noises or anything weird like that. So I'm not really sure exactly what happened. All I know is that I couldn't go back to sleep and it is what it is. But so I'm sleepy. So I got home from work and Mark puts on, I said, I'm going to eat a bowl of cereal and then as my snack. And then I'm going to go up and I'm going to record an episode. And so I made cereal. And then he's like, oh, can I have cereal too? So I made him cereal. Of course, I'm very unhealthy in my cereal eating habits. I like Rice Chex or Rice Krispies, either one of those two. But I pour a bunch of white sugar on top of it. And when I say a bunch, I mean, I literally take the bag of sugar and I like pour it on there. And when I'm done, usually there's like a residue of uneaten sugar at the bottom of the bowl. Because the way you've got to eat sugar, or the way you've got to eat cereal that is not sweetened, if you're going to add sugar, you drag your spoon through the bowl, you get milk, cereal, and a little bit of sugar on the tip of your spoon so that it sweetens that bite. And then the next one, you do the same thing, and the next one, you do the same thing. So you've got to get enough in there so that when you drag your spoon along the bottom, you get a little bit of sugar on the spoon. And then, I know this is completely unhealthy, but this is the way I've been eating cereal since I was a child. And I don't eat cereal that often. And more often than not, I'll have it as a snack or a dessert because I like my cereal to be sweet. And so for whatever reason, we were still hungry after dinner last night. So we went to get, he needed coffee anyway. So we went to the store and he wanted something sweet. So he's like, oh, Boyfie, you know, you want something sweet. Let's go to the store so I can get some coffee and you can get some cake or something. And so I ended up getting cereal instead. So then I had cereal for a snack today. But I'm like, I'm going to go up and record a podcast and then, you know. But he put on one of the Pokemon Go YouTubers we watch, because usually those videos are shorter, while we ate our cereal. And I was like falling asleep on the couch. And he's probably used to that because I'm an old man and that's what happens. I sit down on the couch after work and I fall asleep. But anyway, my parents are coming home from Washington today, and so I have to go pick them up, and they're not arriving until 10, and I'm a good son. See, the way my parents do it is they just take our car to the airport, leave it there so that we have it. But I will not do that because I feel like they need the personal touch of having me go and actually pick them up, drive up to the front of the airport, open the door for them, help them load their luggage, all of that kind of stuff. When it's us, they before we ever land, they like drive our car to the airport and they just text us where the car is. Oh, the car is in E7, you know, or whatever. But I don't think that's a personal touch. So later I'll have to take Shane back to their house and leave my car at their house, get their car because they have a SUV, drive that to the airport to pick them up by 10. And then I'll take them home and then I'll get my car and then come back home. So I probably won't be home until, I don't know, 10:45. And then, you know, bedtime's around 11. So I'm going to have a pretty full night. I wanted to work a little bit on Pride 48, but I'm having trouble deciding like what is going to be my next big thing that I'm going to work on. So I got... You know, I was telling you guys that I installed the new chat room, and there are some customizations that I want to do to the chat room, but I don't know if I'm in the mood to do that yet or not. I mean, I could, but I don't know. I'm not really sure I'm in the mood. I need to go on and remove some of the June and August links and some of the info. I need to take away the ability to register because that's still there. So I need to remove all of that stuff. I need to archive some pages and I need to update some of the stuff to say that the events are over and, you know, that you can look for more information next year when we're going to have new events, and maybe just leave the page up that has the recordings of the event and maybe the description or something like that. But And I also need to add on the participate page, I need to add some information about how to join the chat room. And if the website is not something you want to use, how to download your own IRC client and all that kind of stuff. So there's lots of website updating I need to do. But I've also been thinking, oh, it would be really cool if Pride 48 offered the ability to host your podcast on Pride 48. And so I'm thinking about converting our WordPress into like a multi-site WordPress. And then the plugin that I use to post all the podcasts could be available for all of the various sites. So if anyone wanted, they could actually start up a site on the Pride 48. So you would have the option of either doing, like, let's say I do it for Geeky Gay. It would be either geekygay.pride48.com, or, but it would be my own website, but it would be hosted under the Pride 48, you know, network. Or I could actually have my own domain name, geekygay.com, and it would point to geekygay.pride48.com, but the user would not know that. So in the URL, it would always have your domain that you've purchased. And that would give people who didn't want to manage their own website, like the hosting and all that, another option. And I mean, we couldn't get massive. I mean, with the resources we've got right now, we couldn't host hundreds of podcasts or anything. We would need a lot more support. But really, with the amount of donations we get and stuff, I think I could provide that as a free service for our smaller podcasts. And then, you know, if we got a bunch of bigger ones, we'd have to see what to do. Oh my God, I'm out of time. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. See you guys tomorrow.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.